Case number 13052, Jim and Michelle Latanzi seek variances from the front yard setback requirement, a separation distance requirement, and lot coverage requirement for proposed structures. Section 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Harbor Road within the Malone's Bayside Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 21 Harbor Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 25, Parcel 6, Unit 42880 on Lot 27. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. The applicant is seeking a 208.2-foot square foot variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage and a 13-foot and 12-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between units.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Jim Latanzi, 24791 Rivers Edge Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And board members, I will note, you may recall we had an application, I think the materials may be in front of you or in the packet, for this property from July of 2024. And the board denied that application. I know Dr. Carson, Mr. Corman, and Mr. Williamson voted in that case. And then we had, in that case, the variances sought were 10 feet from the 20-foot separation distance, 5 feet from the 5-foot front yard setback, 3 feet from the 20-foot separation distance, 4 feet from the 5-foot front yard, and 4 feet from the 20-foot separation distance for differing structures, proposed manufactured home, proposed landing and steps, and it was varying there. I want to note to the board, I know Mr. Leavenworth may not have had a case that's come up like this, but in the applicant's benefit as well, before the board can entertain the merits of this application, is the applicant's burden to demonstrate that there's been a substantial change in either the conditions of the property or in the application being presented. So I should make that clear that it's going to be something you have to prove before we can get to the merits of the five standards for granting a variance.
Yes.
The board is governed by the laws of what's called res judicata. So if a prior decision was made, the board cannot go back and revisit that unless there's been that substantial change. So I just want to make sure that was clear so you knew that was something you had to prove as well, Mr. Latanzi. Thank you.
On that, the major issue was, and I believe both Mr. Carlson and Mr. Charman pointed out that even if they wanted to approve, I was a foot over the lot line, and that obviously rang loud and clear. So it's been a while since I've been here. I've tried a lot of other things. Building the lot is just a little bit been difficult to say the least. The last time I was here, there was some pushback, and I just wanted to stand up here and state that some of the things stated weren't exactly true on the pushback. Photos given were old and maybe not trying to show the paint the right picture. That's absolutely not true. And then they also stated that there's never been a house on that lot, and I provided those pictures to show that there's obviously been a house on that lot. And I now coming to you, and I've pulled the house back into the build so it doesn't cross over the building line, reconfigured a little bit, and don't really have a whole lot more to say other than I've my darndest to get something out there.
If perhaps I could help with this. In looking at what you currently are proposing, the house would be approximately 7 feet and 8 feet from an existing dwelling to the south, and I apologize, I don't have that lot number in front of me.
21. It would, 19, I'm sorry, yes.
It would appear to be 20 feet from the rear of this dwelling to the side of the neighboring dwelling to the rear on the western side.
Correct.
And it would appear, it's tough to tell exactly how far from the front property line percentage of that dwelling?
Talking to this point here.
Ms. Norwood, you recited that there was separation distance and lot coverage, but I believe we've also advertised for front yards.
We did, but I didn't have a measurement.
Okay, so.
And I forgot to read.
So we will need front yard setbacks as well for the northeast corner of the proposed dwelling, and it would appear to be the proposed porch would also need it. I can't quite tell about the landing and steps, but that's going to be close.
The structure would only have to be 5 feet from that property line,
Okay.
porch or the dwelling. But the sketch that was provided only talks about measurements from
the road.
Property line to the road, not from the property line to the house.
Do we have a scale on this thing?
I think I did that because on the first attempt, what I proposed, I think Mr. Carlson had a lot of questions on how close I was to the road, so I hired somebody to come and take a drone shot and then impose the survey and the picture over, and you can see that I'm probably further away from the road than 80% of the houses in there.
Well, we can get into that in a minute. The big question, the threshold question that we have to address is whether this is substantially different application, because I suspect that there's not been a change to the property. It's not gotten bigger. It's not anything there. So we just have to have that there's been a substantial change in what's being proposed now versus what was proposed in the summer. And in that one, there were different numbers that we needed for the variances. And my recollection was that the property, the corner of that property, actually extended over the property line. I think you testified that earlier.
Yes, so.
And you've corrected that now?
I've corrected that.
Mr. Chair, I believe the applicant has made a good faith effort to comply with bringing the property at least within something that could be weighed or debated at this hearing. I mean, we really couldn't approve it before because of it being over that line. And so I think there's, in terms of Reg Dakota, as Mr. Sharp has said, the property is the property. It hasn't changed. So the only thing that really could change was your proposal. And I think you've brought us a new proposal that it still bears the challenge of the five standards, but I believe you've made an effort to have that conversation.
The community is sold, and when all the homes were going in there, I really believe he just used his thumb as a measuring system, and
understood.
Homes got in there.
Is that your motion, Dr. President?
I'm making a motion to proceed that the terms of res judicata have been met so that the case can be considered.
A second, Deputy.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Lovengove?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I, too. So with a vote of 4-0, we have agreed to hear your case, and that there's an appreciable change from the previous case. So you may proceed, sir.
Well, I was saying earlier that there's not a lot to work with here. The lot hasn't changed. I've tried to reconfigure the house, tried to do what was best for everybody involved. The house that it is closest to happens to be mine. So I have a letter stating that I've okayed it, approved it, if you'd like to see that, but I know that probably doesn't make a difference. But that is mine, and is going to be a family house. So, the house that's 20 feet, I tried to stay the 20 feet and be in compliance there. Like I said, I'm probably further back from the road than, if not all houses, most houses in there.
If I could, sir, what are you proposing? So I want to make sure I'm straight on this. Is it a new trailer? Or
it's a couple years old. I want to put it on. I already own it.
What are your plans?
Put the house on there, and don't worry, it it's okay and bypass this whole process. And my wife's a rule follower, so she didn't let me do that. So here I am today, and I'm glad she didn't, because I have a feeling it would have been coming down. So the proposal is to do that. We have a lot of outstate family, and it's really so I'll enjoy the houses together and enjoy some summers together.
So you're adding one to it then?
No, I'm just building a house next to the other one that I own.
Okay.
Not building, putting that, setting that house. Had it surveyed, benchmarked, the proper hurricane sets, all that's been completed. If it means anything, the HOA for Malone's Mobile Home Park, now Paradise Cove, met, and the all the folks in attendance there are in agreement. There's not going to be any pushback. You're not going to get emails, phone calls, or anything. I can assure you that.
Water and sewer for the property?
Yes, public. It's there at the site.
And where you have the proposed porch, I'm assuming that would be considered to be the front of the property?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and you have a little bit of distance between your property property line and the edge of paving?
Depending upon
where you line up on the curve?
Yeah, minimum 14 feet. On the other side, almost 30 feet. Yeah, from point to point, of course.
And you had also shown that there actually used to be units on,
there was,
or a unit on that property in the past?
Yes, there was. A whole bunch of stuff here, sorry. This is,
may have been on the first application.
That's my house now, we'll say. That's the house that was there.
Any concerns about line of sight as you come around Harbor Road, or that it would block line of sight?
It's 5 mile an hour posted, and it's mostly golf cars or bicycles or people just walking.
Thank you.
Looking at the footprint, is it on-street parking? I mean, will you have an area there to be able to pull a vehicle?
Yeah, I've got plenty of parking right here along the side of the house and on my property, not encroaching.
Sure, that closed you. Excuse me. Sure, that closed you in a little bit more with what you could do. Also, you want to make sure you have parking for your vehicles off the road. Closes you in even more.
Yeah, the community up in the very front has a huge parking lot for overflow parking. They also have parking for boats, trailers. There's a drop boat ramp there that people can drop their boats for the day. So there's a large parking, overflow parking lot. So if I do have company, I can get 3 cars in there, and then I usually never have that because we use the golf cart, but we can also use the overflow parking, which is allowed by the community.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you. Is there any HVAC with this house?
Yes.
Where would that be located?
I'm using the, inside, oh my goodness.
Oh, like a window unit?
No.
Mini split?
Mini split, thank
okay.
you.
Yeah. So we don't have a system projecting out?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I didn't see it on here, so I want to make sure that it was covered.
Yeah.
The one thing, and Ms. Norwood, you had mentioned that you didn't have it to scale, because we would want to have the measurements right for the porch and the house. One I have printed out on the site plan, it says scale, and I can't read what it says after it. Are you able to make that out on yours, Ms. Norwood?
No.
Is it a bad copy? Okay. I'll make sure it wasn't my eyes being funny. So that is one thing we would probably want to have that number established, I think, before we would have any vote on that one specifically.
Yeah, I don't know if he knows what.
Which
That corner that's closest to the property line where you've measured from the street to the property line. See all those little measurements in the corner?
This here, 7 feet, are you talking?
No, on the other side, the other corner, right there. Do you know how far the home's going to be from the property line? Like, it's supposed to be 5 feet. Is it going to be?
It's 2 feet, 7 inches.
7 inches.
All right, so we would need a 2.3-foot variance then for that. And that porch, do we know how far that porch is going to be from the front property line?
Yes.
Six complies.
62, 65, something like that.
Okay. So we would not need one for the porch. We would just need one for that corner of the dwelling. Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
If I could circle back to the mini split, there's typically an outside condensing unit. Are you thinking about placing that? Like, you've got steps going off the back?
Typically, I'll put it under the house. The house is probably going to be a,
okay,
because the benchmark.
All right, so encroach on anything exterior to the rectangular box.
I'll make sure it goes under the house.
You can address it now if you want to.
I don't.
In for a penny.
To me, yeah, it can go under the house.
Okay, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Thank you.
Thank you. May I have a seat?
Putting up with me.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13052 for Jim and Michelle Latinza and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to approve case number 13052 for Jim and Michelle Latanzi for their requested variances. I believe they met all the criteria to grant the variances. I believe due to the size of the property, it does have unique physical conditions. I believe the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I don't believe, due to the testimony, that the variances will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second that, Mr. Chair.
Second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovengough?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So a vote of 4-0, sir, your case is approved.
And who seconded that one? You did, okay.